Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Where do we want to start? Well, maybe we should start with the sun. Something's going on here, and people really have gotten several emails from people that, you know, are talking about how they feel bad, feel sore, that sort of thing. And you were on a show with Stan Dale. Larry, why don't you tell us about what Stan had to say?
Well, it's very interesting. Some of it was really interesting, and I'll have a link for you, Stuart, probably later towards the weekend. But Augusto Perez had Stan Deo on, and interestingly, Stan Deo was working on a new project called Electrostatics, a revelation project, a device to pull electricity out of the air. And I won't go into all that. However, it was kind of interesting because he brought up the fact, the old movie or book, if you remember, in the 1920s, I believe it was, by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged.
Yes, yep.
And he said, remember the John Galt engine that powers the world. Anyway, he's working on something similar to that. And then he also mentioned something else that really jumped out at me, and I don't know if you've seen it, Stuart, but have you seen that old 1950s, I think it's black and white movie, This Island Earth.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was a classic.
Yeah, well, in This Island Earth, if you'll remember, and, you know, I'm not going to go into the film, but it mentioned this machine, this machine from the aliens was given to the star of the movie, and he put it together. He was a scientist, and they called it, if I remember it right, an interferometer. Remember that?
Yes, I do, now that you mention it.
Yeah, it was a real weird word. I never had ever heard that before that 1950s This Island Earth movie, an interferometer. But in the movie, that was a machine they could communicate with. It was visual, and at the same time, it could be used as a weapon in the movie now. Now, what's odd, you know, and I brought that up to him, and you know, because he said he's working with something called an interferometer. He brought the word up, and I said, wow, I can't believe that. And it deals with ether space, you know, and drawing. Mm-hmm. It's not drawing energy from the atmosphere. It's drawing energy from ether space.
Yes.
And so anyway, he's working on that project, and when that came up, you know, And he was talking how that he needs something to initiate drawing. You can't just put up a machine, he said, and draw free electricity. You put up a machine that draws on the inner space, the ether in space, but you have to initiate that. Well, guess what he says starts it produces something that starts something that draws this energy in by the machine, and guess what he said it was? A frequency. You have to introduce a frequency. I guess it's kind of like, Stuart, if you've ever, and I haven't done it much, but if you've ever tried to use a hose and get gasoline out of an old car tank,
yes,
you got to
yes.
blow air in first for the gas to come up, remember?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, it seems to be similar to that. But anyway, that's getting away from what we're going to talk about. You know, during that show, though, in the later part of that show, he came up and he said something's wrong with this sun, that the sun is producing activity double the size of what was predicted. It's completely out of focus. But he also made a common statement. He said the sun activity is an act of God. He said also within 5 more days, we're going to see horrific systematic action on the sun facing Earth. And what was strange, Stuart, and I sent you a copy of it, Space Weather had just put out a, well, let me just read it real quick. This is Space Weather, July the 7th, today. And I copied you, Stuart, on this. Astronomers on Earth saw a new incoming sunspot for the first time on July the 5th. A very big sunspot is coming, warned space photographer Philippe Tosi of France, who obtained an image of the new sunspot 3363. That's a new number, 3363. And, however, the Mars rover Perseverance actually looked up at it, and they got an image off of it on July the 2nd, which is really an anomaly, if you want to call it that, for the rover on Mars to look up at the sun, at the sun and see this monster coming around. And so anyway, Stan says that sun is becoming very erratic now and is very unstable. Large ejections are coming off the sun. The sun's atmosphere being thrown off from the sun's surface. And the sun is getting worse and worse with the CMEs, according to Stan. He did say, and if you'll remember, I said I'd seen him in a video earlier in, I guess, the end of June, where he talked about a specific big body alignment on one side of the sun that was causing some of this, he thought. He's now kind of streamlined that, and he's warning about, well, right now, from now on he's warning. But he said September may be really bad, especially around September the 25th, when these large bodies are going to be, and this is according to him and my understanding of what he said, because I was busy writing notes. It wasn't, I didn't even know he was going to be on the show. We were just going to have an in-time news report. But Stan came on, and he was given a warning about, he said the UV now is brighter than ever before, two different UV factors are coming off the sun, and it's dangerous for your eyes and your skin. He said, beware. Don't go out, you know, without some kind of eye shields, and especially clothing and hat and all. He said it's really bad right now and going to get worse. So that's a clue for people. But one of the things that was brought up, and I didn't get all the data on it, but he mentioned the Carrington event of September the 1st, 1859. And he said that very concerned about this coming September because, and the reason for that is, he uses a system on planetstoday.com. That's a website, planetstoday.com, and he can look into back into the 1800s, and he look into where the alignments are with all the planets and the sun. And when he started working this alignment, he found out, or what appeared to be, the very same alignment of these gas giants, if you want to call them that, the big planets on one side of the sun and Earth on the other side of the sun, is lined up for this September, which appear to be, according to planetstoday.com, appear to be the same alignment of the sun and the planets when the Carrington event happened. And, of course, you know the history of that. You know, and so what he was doing was really warning about that, but what he said in his discussion, he said that he believed that these large giants, the gravity, he said a lot of this is dealing with the gravity. The gravity of these things and the alignment are pulling all of the surface of the sun away from the sun itself and allowing these massive explosions out into space from the, I guess you could say, the uncovered area, if you will. So basically what he's saying is you got small Earth on one side of the sun. On the exact opposite side of the sun, you got the big ones, the big gas giants, all as they call them. And he's afraid that there's going to be a new similar event that we could be in our future. And I'll let you talk now.
Yeah, but for folks not aware, the Carrington event was a huge, huge, I guess, CME that literally burned wires. This was back in, what, 1800s, if I remember right? It was a long time ago. But
1859,
yeah, and it burned wires out. It did a lot of damage. And so this is very, very serious stuff, folks. And it could be that the Bible talks about how get thou into darkness, get thou into silence, speaking about the United States / Babylon the Great. And so something has to occur, EMP, maybe North Korea, whatever, but it could also be just the sun. And with Tesla technology that the rich have, they can excite the sun. In fact, Tesla said he could split the earth in two parts just by resonance, or we could say frequency. In fact, he said if you want to understand how the universe works, you've got to understand how frequency works. And anyway, so the sun is very unstable. And we've talked about this before. It's getting more and more erratic, more and more anomalous. And it sounds almost like we're heading into Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames's kill shot routine, where a whole bunch of CMEs, but very powerful X-class flares, are going to hit the planet. He says they kill millions of people. And it does affect people. And I've often wondered, well, I think we've talked about this before, Larry, changes in the sun can have a drastic effect on the mind, the mental activity of human beings. And maybe that's how the Lord, when he says, I'm going to smite you with madness, maybe using the sun. Cliff High and his bots a long, long time ago talked about unknown energies from space. In other words, the things hitting us, we don't even know are hitting us. We're being radiated, so to speak, every time you go outside, or even, I guess, if you're inside, right, Larry?
Well, to some degree, absolutely. And you know, Cliff talked about sun disease, and that's what Stan's warning about right now. This stuff is coming. You know, he said it doesn't matter how thick the cloud systems are. Matter of fact, it's more dangerous then because you're getting UV'd to the third degree, and you don't even realize it because the sun's not out. And one of the things, too, Augusto brought up how that off of, you know, the Florida region of the country, they're mm-hmm. going to 12 plus, which is the top of the scale for UV. And Stan said, well, you're even getting some UVs that they don't even measure. And he said, you're getting all of it. He said, all of this has changed.
Yeah, and I know the UVC rating, which they said didn't ever come down to the surface, actually is coming down to the surface. I've read a number of articles where scientists are warning about UVC. So anyway, folks, it's you can't really tell people not to go to the beach or run outside and all that stuff when you're, you know, off the charts on your UV ratings. And you just got to be careful. Anyway, here's another article I found because it was interesting on radiation. Schumann residences are rising in 2023. So we are beginning to see a new energetic background environment on the Schumann residence. Now, for those not familiar with the Schumann residence, that's the normal residence of Earth. And your brains and your mind are in tune with it. That's supposed to be pretty much constant. Well, guess what? It's rising. And that will also, likewise, probably have a very, very, how do I say, bad effect on the human mind as well. And when you add in all of the jab stuff and what it's doing to the human mind, And remember the movies, World War Z? And remember how the CDC and the military were running zombie exercises? I think they know something is coming. And let's put it this way, not good. That's probably the best way to put it. What do you think, Larry? It just doesn't sound good to me.
Sounds like I'm going to have to start sleeping with my tinfoil hat on at night.
Yeah. Anyway, here's just a little note. Destroyed Georgia Guidestones, 7-7, July 7th. I guess it actually took place on the 6th. And then he got into this New York Mason obelisk, was 6.6 miles from the Georgia Guidestone on a straight line. And 3.33 kilometers to another obelisk, and I believe it's in New York. Well, that's not by accident, folks. All this whole thing, the Georgia Guidestones, I think they took it down because now they're ready to implement the population reduction in full force. So anyway, where do you want to start, Larry, with what's going on in NATO or anything else?
Well, I was going to mention also, not only did they take, the monument down, they also, remember, took Deagle's deal down. And remember, he was the one warning for a long time about this.
Yeah, the population reduction in the United States is drastic. I think it's like 99 million. And then they tried to stop that Deagle site. But people captured the originals, and I don't think it's changed much. I think he's right on the money, and you have to remember that Deagle was an insider, basically, who probably knew all about this population reduction. And we just got a call from a lady, and three of her associates, I guess, or people she knew about, have passed away, bang, 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 like that. And this is all part, I believe, of not only the jab, but the results of the jab, along with the radiation that we're getting, et cetera, et cetera. I think these rich men of the earth are the most evil people the world's ever seen. And now they have the technology, and I want to get into some of that because of what they can do. In fact, we might as well get into it right now. United Nations calls for 7 years of accelerated, sustained, and transformative action for a global rescue plan to save humanity. And I've asked the question, is this a shadow of Daniel's 70th week and the treaty he talks about with many by Antichrist, or is it the real thing? Now, we've all been looking for a peace treaty, and generally involving Israel. So we were looking at the Abrahamic Covenant that Trump was and Kushner were involved in, and Kushner is still involved in, as far as I know, pushing for this peace plan over there in the Middle East. But are we looking possibly at a shadow of this 7-year deal with the United Nations? So I wanted to get into this because this is very, very important. And as we're talking about it, Larry, break in anywhere. You got to remember the UN's World Health Organization, WHO, and their plan, One Health plan operation, which takes over global health. Well, health encompasses everything. Your weight, what you eat, they want to be able to mandate whatever they choose. And the nations of the world, if they sign on to this, which they indicate they're all going to, and Biden has said, yeah, we'll sign on to it, they're coming in from that angle as well. And then don't forget the digital currency, which is rapidly coming about. So we have the World Health Organization. You got the World Economic Forum pushing all this. Then you have all the non-governmental organizations and big corporations pushing all this. And now the United Nations jumps into it, like it's been behind it all the time anyway. And they're also behind the invasion along our borders. We got to remember, the United Nations is a communist operation. It has its own communist charter. It's the very opposite of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Daniel calls it the fourth beast. I'm going to do a blog proving out that the United Nations is the fourth beast of Daniel. It's the only entity that fulfills what God says it does through Daniel. Anyway, the United Nations is calling for a 7-year rescue plan to save our global society. And how will that be accomplished? By creating 15-minute cities. Well, now they're down to 5-minute cities, banning the consumption of all meat, ingesting insects instead, vaccinating the global population, and giving everyone a digital ID. That's really the plan. And this is all part of that Great Reset New World Order. So anyway, the recently released report of the Secretary General on Progress Towards Sustainable Development Goals, this is Agenda 30, draws on the latest data to sound the alarm for action. Of the roughly 140 targets with data, only about 12% are on track to be achieved by 2030. Close to half, though slow-moving process, are moderately severely off track, according to the UN, and some 30% have seen no movement or they have regressed below the 2015 baseline. Now, that 2014-2015 was a pivot year, big year. Sometime I'll get into that with the timelines involved because it's absolutely astounding. And you may remember that's when the heifers, the cattle, two heifers had the number 7 relating back to the 7 good years and the 7 bad years back in Egypt and Joseph and all that. And we're following that same thing. Anyway, giving up on the SDGs or extending the dateline to meet them is simply not an option. The world has been rocked by a series of interlinked crises. The COVID-19 pandemic, which of course was engineered, conflict, the climate crisis, the weak global economy. Recommitting to the 2030 agenda of the United Nations is the best roadmap out of these crises, but we are fast running out of time to correct the course. Even before the events of the past 3 years, trust in public institutions has been declining for decades. Changes in the world of work, globalization, technological breakthroughs, which raise aspirations but also fears, left many people in a precarious position. There is a narrowing window of opportunity. Remember what Klaus Schwab said about COVID? How we had to take advantage of it. We have this narrow window of opportunity. It's right out of his mouth, folks. These guys are all in it together. Anyway, there is a narrowing window of opportunity over the next 7 years, remember Daniel's 70th week, etc., to redouble our efforts to eliminate poverty, hunger, advance gender equality, overcome the triple planetary crises. Failure to heed this call will fuel greater political instability, displacement, further erode trust in public institutions, upend economies, and lead to irreversible existential changes to our natural environment. This is all fear and panic. Above all, it will cause immense suffering for current and future generations, especially among the world's poorest and most vulnerable people and countries. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Anyway, making the SDG summit a turning point. The SDG summit in September 2023 must signal a genuine turning point. It must mobilize the political commitment and breakthroughs our world desperately needs. It must deliver a rescue plan for the people and the planet. At the center of this rescue plan, heads of state and government must recommit to a 7 years of accelerated, sustained, and transformative action, both nationally and internationally, to deliver on the promise of the SDGs. Anyway, I'm going to break in here just a second. If you're not familiar with SDG, it is Sustainable Development Goals. That's what they're referring to. It's all referring back to Agenda 30. Anyway, at the center of the rescue plan, heads of state and governments must recommit to 7 years of accelerated, sustained, transformative action, both nationally and internationally, to deliver. Leaders can show their resolve by adopting an ambitious and forward-looking political declaration at the SDG summit and presenting global and national commitments for the SDG transformations. Now notice the people aren't involved in any of this. Leaders are. You're out. You don't have anything to say about it. Anybody listening here thinks they have anything to say about any of this. You don't. You don't have anything to say about it. This is all directed at our communist now leaders. Delivering change. Remember Obama? What did Obama run on? Change. Hope and change. What did he tell the graduating class here a couple of years ago? The old ways don't work anymore. Well, what are the old ways? Well, just look around. The religions we have, the political systems we have, the economic systems we have, the educational systems we have, those all got to go. This is what this is really about. Delivering change at the speed and scale required to achieve the SDGs by 2030 will demand, now notice how they word this, that political leaders make bold decisions to match their ambitions. Oh, what does that mean? Mandate stuff. Doesn't matter what the people think. Doesn't matter what the people want. That's immaterial. We're going to do this, and you're going to obey. It will require transferring resources. Where have we heard that one before? From one sector to another. Creating new regulatory environments. Oh, changing the laws. He thinks to change times and laws. Deploying new technologies and mobilizing of a wide range of actors to advance disrupt constructive change. Doing so can strengthen trust and social cohesion. These efforts must be funneled towards securing dignity. See how they dress it all up? Opportunity and the rights for all while reorientating economies. What does that mean? Reorientating economies. Well, guess what? Digital currencies, digital wallets, a centralized economic system where they tell you what you can spend and what you can't spend. They can tell you what you can spend it on and what you cannot spend it on. Anyway, they say through green and digital transitions. This is really wonderful, folks. You really should pile right on with this one. Just transitions are a paramount with the need for universal social protection and decent job opportunities. Yeah, we could probably use that. These can be supported by initiatives like the United Nations Global Accelerator on Jobs and social Protection for Just Transitions, which are mobilizing political efforts to channel funds from international, national, public, and private sources, including from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. In other words, it's going to require trillions of dollars. And this was brought up at more than one of their meetings. And so they're asking not only the nations, but all these giant corporations to contribute to all this. I don't want to bring up to you again, remember Obama and his old ways don't work anymore. Change to what? Change to the New World Order, the Great Reset. So my question was, why is a seven-year plan coming from the mouth of the fourth beast of Daniel, the United Nations, at this point in time? This is all part of the UN's Agenda 2030-50, an agenda to gain total control over humanity, just as the UN's WHO, which is advancing their draconian One Health Mandatory World Health Plan. So when you couple all this together, folks, this is dangerous, because what they're going to do then, once they have this, and they're now advancing a new wave, a pandemic is coming, you got to be ready for it, and they're already coming out and saying, well, you know, the people will obey. The vast majority of people will obey when we lock them down again. And you notice how the UN is using fear and panic on this movement as well. Well, if we don't do this, the whole world's going to disintegrate, and the world population will just go under. Interesting how they do all this. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Well, it sounds like they got a plan, and it sounds like we come up short on anything to counter it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not enough people to counter it. In fact, probably most people could care less. I think they will embrace this, just like I believe they will embrace, without realizing what it is they're embracing. You know, the UN wraps all this stuff up in such wonderful language. That's what Satan does. Sweet nothings. Just to get the people in there. And once he's got power, UN, that's when the fun starts. Now, this first meeting, I believe, is in September, or I think. I don't have the actual date in front of me. And then there's another one in 2024 to consolidate everything. So they are moving at breakneck speed, folks, and nothing's going to stop them. The Bible is very, very clear prophetically that they are going to come to power and they are going to go after I believe all the major religions, not just Christianity, they will come after Islam. They will use Islam and any anti-Christian religion first, but they intend to exterminate basically all religions to bring in their one world religion. Remember what John told us in the Bible. They are of the world. They speak of the world, and the world hears them. So the Antichrist system is going to get the ears of the earth dwellers, and they're going to go along with this for the most part. And if you don't, well, then we already got a taste of that during the jab routine. Well, if you won't take the vaccine, if you won't take the jab, well, you don't love your neighbor, and you don't love your community, and you really should be isolated. It's those filthy, rotten Christians that are causing all the problems. And on and on they go. But see, there is a spirit rising, and we watched it happen with this COVID stuff. We had neighbors turning in neighbors. You might go out on your porch or take a walk down your driveway, and you'd be reported by a neighbor for violating the lockdown, and the police would come and arrests were made. This is what we're dealing with. We don't have American people like we had before. They're not, it doesn't exist. This is what's going to be extremely dangerous when all of this collapses. Because we have people now that don't have any moral standards, no ethical standards. They're all out for themselves, and they'll rat on you in 2 seconds. And anyway, getting to Russia. Russians capture British French Storm Shadow missiles and attack intact Black Hornet drones. Well, you might say, well, so what? Well, they're going to backwards engineer it, folks. These guys are probably the leading experts in weaponry, interference. What would you call that, Larry?
They call it EW, electronic warfare. But that's the same thing they did with, you know, they captured some of our HIMARS, and they found out the frequency they needed to use to bring down those HIMARS. And now my understanding is, if the source is correct, that when you fire HIMARS missiles, they won't hit what they're aimed at. And the same thing with, remember some of the other missile defenses in Kyiv, they were falling in the streets of Kyiv. They just fell out of the sky. So now these big Storm Shadow missiles out of Britain and the drones that they're using, I guess they're going to become ineffective.
Yeah. I don't think we understand the power behind Russia. Now, Russia is going to do a lot of damage, folks, before they are eliminated. And we're poking the bear, so to speak. And the bear's got one eye open. And very soon he's going to jump. And when he does, the United States is going to lose at least 8 cities and probably many, many more to a nuclear attack. And then we got this one. Larry, you brought this up, I think, last time we had a show. Britain closed waters off the East Coast on July 4th looking for a Russian Poseidon torpedo. And I believe there probably is one out there. And we might even have them off our coastal regions. We've had sightings. Now, if Russian subs, they'll surface to be seen, and then they vanish. They disappear again off our coast. And who was it? Was that Henry Groover who had that vision where the Russian subs were all over, just off the coast? Was that him, Larry?
Yeah, that was Henry Groover, and he said there was no warning because our equipment wouldn't even work to send a warning out.
Oh. So, what else you got you want to bring up tonight?
Well, I was thinking also when you were talking about the UN and their program and how they were just the elite were moving forward right now to take over America and to basically take over the whole world and put it under the who and the what. That's what I like to call them. But anyway, isn't it ironic if you look at it maybe from a little bit of spiritual angle? Right now, while they're making this move, and I would think this move they're making is part of the Psalm 2 war. And if that's a fact, isn't it odd, Stuart, that right now, towards the middle of, you know, here we are in July in 23, and Stan's predicting more trouble like September and on, you know, on down to September and then 2024, even that to be a really bad year. Isn't it odd that while the UN and the elite are making this move for their new world order, the sun is angry?
I don't understand why people can't make this connection. I'm not talking about sun worship. I'm talking about how there's a connection between what the sun is doing and what the Son of God is doing. And he's getting more and more angry, and you can't blame him. He came down here to bail us out, and we more or less said, no thanks. We don't need to be bailed out. And he gave his life for us, and we're saying, no, we don't really care about that either. And on it goes. Well, what do you think God the Father thinks about that? Well, we don't believe in God. Well, it doesn't make any difference whether people believe in God or not. I mean, is the human brain so warped, out of shape, that what a person believes has anything to do with reality? That's why Jesus Christ came into the world. He came in, and that's what the Bible's for. It's a lesson in reality. Not anything to do with what you believe. You can believe anything you want. You can believe your Aunt Matilda is God and came down here to rescue everybody. But does it make it true? And so we have all these religions, and they all believe they're right. And nobody pays any attention to what the Lord said through the Scripture. And so, you know, God has every right to be angry, and his son has every right to be even more angry, and we're going to pay for it. They say, oh, no, I don't believe any of that stuff. I mean, look, this world is going on like it always has. Just like Peter said, the world continues like it has always continued, and nothing's going to happen. What's the matter with you religious zealots out there? What are you trying to do, scare people or what? No, we're trying to tell you the truth. You will listen.
You know,
go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, how many people have heard of the new religion called transhumanism? That's been exposed more and more and more. Well, listen to this one. And I've vetted this. This is true, actually. They literally are making medications now to put in men to make their breast secrete a substance. You know, like a woman's breast might secrete milk, but from what I'm hearing, this secretion the men are going to have or having is certainly not milk, okay? But anyway, I was, you know, it's a shame we even have to talk about this stuff. I mean, seriously, this is so perverted and stupid and ignorant, you can't imagine. But, you know, you got to remember, Trump, you know, I know Obama said, you know, America's no longer a Christian nation. Well, that's pretty obvious. That's the one time I don't think he lied. However, Trump said something else. I'll try to adjust to how he said it. He said everything woke turns to dung. Well, he used the S word, okay? But it clicked with me. I didn't have any problem deciphering what he meant. You know, everything woke turns to you know what, okay? And that's very true. Well, listen to this. War Room, July the 6th, yesterday. This is, they had Dr. Miriam Grossman on. They were talking about, had three or four guests talking about transhumanism, the new basic you know, we are the gods. We're transforming ourselves into another creation, you know. But anyway, Dr. Miriam Grossman said, she said, and she wrote a book, Lost in Transnation. I'll say that real clear, Lost in Transnation. In other words, there's a nation on Earth that just, we're lost in trans. That's us. That's America she's talking about. And
yep.
She says, America is lost in a trans nation. Transhumans via CDC provide the lost in a medicated men trying to live as trans women and breast secretion, not a type of milk, but a foreign substance, completely bizarre in America. She says, this is where we are. Now, Stuart, for some reason, I cannot even imagine Sodom and Gomorrah had reached this epic proportion. Can you?
Well, the Lord said, I'm going to smite you with insanity. And I guess that's what we're watching. I mean, really, here's a headline, goes right along with what you said. The CDC has just issued, this is the CDC, folks. This is your government agency, along with the FDA that brought you the jab that's killed millions of people, that's maimed millions more. They all... I can't imagine what's going on. Anyway, it says the CDC has just issued guidance on how biological males can cross-feed newborn babies. Chest feed, rather. Newborn babies. Wow. I don't know, Larry. Maybe I need to change my pronoun. What do they call that now? You got to have a pronoun. What do they call that?
Well, I don't know. I used to call them monikers, but that's probably old hat.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, on and on it goes, folks. Get used to it. You're going to have to withdraw, just like Noah in his day had to withdraw from society, probably for basically the same reasons. Total unbelief, mocking the truth, et cetera, et cetera. It's just getting worse and worse, and I don't know what you can do about it other than the fact you can be aware of it. Here's another headline on that: cardiovascular deaths from the mRNA vaccinations are probably enormously underreported. So there you go. And you see headlines coming up all the time. Even The Lancet, I believe it was, one of those big medical journals, was talking about all the deaths and whatnot that were occurring because of the jab. And guess what? They pulled it almost immediately. It wasn't ever supposed to be exposed to the general public. They're still liars. They cannot do anything but lie because that's all they know how to do. They're pathological liars. And they are controlled and run by Satan, who is the chief of all liars and a murderer also from the beginning. So that ought to tell you why they lied about the jab and who's behind it and the fallen ones that Barry Rothman found out about. Any more news from Barry, by the way? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Barry is working. He's got more than one hybrid, actually. And, you know, I've been in contact with Barry. Matter of fact, Stuart, he's going to do a review of your new book, by the way.
Oh, good.
And Barry is really busy. And I think I sent you a interview that Linda Moulton Howell had done with a hybrid. There seems to be a number of hybrids out there. Barry's working with three of them right now and attempting to use the hybrids to produce a disclosure convention of some type. And I'm not privy into all of that, but he's really involved in that. And I know that throws some people's minds a twirl, but I've watched recently, I watched, you know, I knew about Barry's interview, you know, with the one we had on. Then Linda Moulton Howe interviewed one. I saw an interview with L.A. Marzulli and one of the hybrids. And you know what's interesting, Stuart? You know, I don't see the same insanity in these hybrids. These hybrids, if you will, you know, seem to talk more clearly than the woke. They seem to not have a problem with their whether they're male or female. I suppose when they get dressed every morning, they figure it out each day. But the woke are not capable of that. I don't think, you know, I hate to use any of the terms that I'm describing, so I won't. But the hybrids seem to know what they are, Stuart. Isn't it odd that humans don't and hybrids are clear on what they are? And it's so strange, but I wanted to bring that up, and I wanted to also mention something real quick and get your opinion on this. You know, they have really, Jim Cassavale, you know, with this new movie out, Sound of Freedom, and yes. As a matter of fact, it went ballistic. And what most people don't know, I've listened to a number of the people, including the agent that Jim portrays in the movie, that this is a real agent. I've got an image of him meeting Tim Ballard. He's meeting with President Trump when President Trump was in office. This was all done kind of behind the scenes, and it was about child sex trafficking and slavery that was Trump was trying to stop it. And you'll remember when they got rid of Trump, it went wild, and it's yep. still gone completely wild. But anyway, this came out on Rumble and the Q Alert News also. Jim Cassavale asking for prayer, says the Hollywood elite now trying to kill him for exposing the CIA child sex trade activity. What do you think?
Oh, the CIA has been behind all this right along. The CIA is a filthy operation. It's a satanic operation to its core. And they're going to pay a horrible price for what they're doing, but they're too dumb, I guess, scripturally anyway, to know what they're really involved with. And he's not the only one. Mel Gibson also is facing death threats because he had a big hand in that movie. I don't know if he was financing it or exactly what. But and then you got to think about Ukraine. You know, everybody, oh, we're in favor of Ukraine. We got to give them all these money and all these weapons. Well, are you folks familiar with the fact that the Nazis that run Ukraine are involved in sex trafficking of kids, as well as cutting organs out of kids and selling the organs? And I would doubt, they're probably doing it the same way China does it. You don't get an anesthetic, you just held down while they gut you. You say, well, that's horrible. Well, yes, it is. But the American people are supporting it. I don't know why. You know, this stuff never gets out. I guess people are afraid to talk about it. I'm not. These people are out of hell itself. And remember, Satan is the, the overlord of planet Earth until Jesus Christ comes down here and takes it over. You may remember that Jesus was taken up to a high hill or a high place and shown all the nations of the world all through time. And Satan says to Jesus, well, you just bow down, basically, and kiss my boots, and I'll give them to you, because I own them, and I can give them to anybody I want. And Jesus said, I don't think that's the way it works. It's written. He always referred to the word in what was written, and we need to do the same thing. Anyways, another UN deal. UN issues famine warning. See how they're cranking up the fear? Well, there is going to be famine. Red Oak talked about famine in the United States. We are now entering, I believe, the 7 lean years. And Red Oak, when I brought him over and we did a movie on it, well, a documentary, and he said, you know those little kids you see over in Africa and where with the extended bellies and all of that? He said, that's going to be your children and your grandchildren. You're dead serious. He said, I saw it. This is what's coming to the United States. this is what happens when you abandon Jesus Christ, when you abandon your Bible. Well, the Bible's just a book of mythology. I don't believe it. No matter what you believe, I keep having to go back to that. What you believe is totally immaterial to reality. And I wish I could get that through people's heads, because they come up with all kinds of beliefs and what they don't believe. You cannot pick and choose what you believe in the Bible. The Bible is an indictment, a legal indictment against humanity. Humanity is classified as fallen and as evil and an enemy of God the Father and Jesus Christ. Your only way out is the straight gate, narrow way. I just wrote a book on it, Locksmith. I prove in that book what Jesus was saying. He meant it. There's nothing I can do about it. That's what it says over and over and over again. And everybody's just rejecting it. And we got our lying preachers, teachers, and evangelists all over the place telling you, oh, just say a sinner's prayer and you're home free. No, you are not. You will end up in eternal ruin. And no question about it. The Bible's clear on that subject. If you don't believe it, get the PDF. It's free on my Substack site. And by the way, on Earthfall, we have been blocked by Amazon on Kindle. It's totally blocked. So we cannot put it up there. And we're asking for help. And by the way, also, you can pick up the book from us direct if you want to. You don't have to go through Amazon. Don't have to go through any of them. You can get it direct from us. And anyway, Danny Dougal and his friends expose what's really going on out there. Don't you think, Larry, you've read it? So what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I saw you posted my comment on Amazon, which took them over a week to apply to that Amazon book that I had purchased.
Yeah. I think it's shadow banning. We have all kinds of trouble. It's not new for me. I've not new for you either. I mean, it's just the way it goes. They don't want the truth out there. And they're in control. Here's another headline for you folks out there. If you believe in the CDC, Center for Disease Control, I'm not sure. I think it's more Center for Death Control, altered Minnesota death certificates that list a COVID vaccine as a cause of death. In other words, they eliminated that. We can't have that out there. Anyway, another one. U.S. farmer warns China is quietly taking over our food security. Just what you want, folks. They're everywhere. Last words, Larry.
Yeah, the interesting thing is when you say China's doing it, you actually are saying that your own government is doing it, including the UN.
That's exactly right, because UN and China, World Economic Forum, CDC, FDA, they're all in it together. Psalm 2, like Larry mentioned a little bit ago, Psalm 2, that's what we're watching, the Psalm 2 war. The kings and rulers of the earth gather themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed, which is, of course, Jesus Christ, and his followers. It's coming to the forefront right now. There's no excuse for anyone not to believe the Bible. It's coming true right under your nose. So anyway, I guess that's about all I can say about that one. Any other final words, Larry?
Yeah, we're still watching Zaporizhia, that Russian-controlled nuclear power plant, the largest one in the world. There rumors are still out there about Zelensky wanting to blow it up, and so we're watching that this weekend.
Yeah, this could really go south real quick. You could wake up one morning and boom, you're in a changed world. We've already had a communist takeover. It's just not overt yet, but it's going to be very, very soon. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks, Larry, for coming on. And take care, everyone. Heads up. Night.